And as Christmas approaches and Santa prepares for the big day, I'm sure many listeners will have questions as to how the man in red and his team make it all happen. In a moment, Dr. Shane Bergen will tackle some of these burning issues. But first, Evelyn O'Rourke visited the boys and girls in Miss Kelly's senior infant class at the Holy Family School in Monkstown Farm in Dublin to hear some of their questions.
Hi, I'm Killian and I'm senior infant.
Hi, I'm Woody. How does Santa fit down the chimney?
Hi, I'm Ruby. How do the elves get Christmas magic?
Hi, my name's Ollie Butler. And why does Santa like cookies so much?
Hi, I'm Macy.
Hi, I'm Holly.
How does Santa fly a sleigh?
Hi, my name's Sasha. Why is Santa always so happy?
Well now, Shane Bergen, it's obvious we saved some of the toughest questions of the day in the studio for the young listeners, the young people that Evelyn spoke to. So let's just start with an easy one. How does Santa fit down the chimney?
This is a great question, and kids that age always have wonderful questions, and you can think about what Santa's up to from a scientific perspective, as I'm going to do for you now, Sean. But there's a lot of things that Santa does that I won't be able to figure out, but I'm going to have a go for you. So the chimney, first of all, so Santa has to move incredibly quickly to get around the world in one night, to visit all of the boys and girls, to give them their presents. He's moving so fast that he's moving into an area of physics that Einstein was talking about. So you remember the theory of relativity. So he's moving so quickly that he's actually beginning to stretch. He elongates as he's moving that quickly. And what he's able to do then is he spaghettifies. That's the word for it. So he's able to squeeze down the chimney.
Is that how it happens?
Absolutely. So he's able to squeeze down that chimney. Now, for any boys and girls who don't have a chimney in their home, Santa Claus has other mechanisms to get into your house, of course, safely. And your mum and dad will know all about those as well. So he can use various types of quantum physics to pass through walls and doors as well.
Okay, now here's another one. How do elves get Christmas magic?
Well, this is a great story. My students in UCD have calculated that Santa's going to visit an incredible 400 million children at Christmas. And we assume that they are each going to get, say, two presents, something like Lego. Then they are going to have to, Santa Claus is going to have to deliver a volume of presents that we've calculated would fill Croke Park 20 times. So how are the elves able to do all that? How are they able to manufacture all of those presents? And how are they able to get it done and get it around the world? And so we reckon that he has around 3,000 elves working steadily for 8 hours a day for the whole year to make those presents. And it must be the best example of good worker relations in the world. And I spoke to my friend in UCD, Dr. Declan Fahey. Declan is a sociologist, and he told me what must happen there is that the elves have one of the best education systems in the world, something that our minister might like to have a look at, because what those elves are doing is they're working together, they have teamwork, and they're doing it because they love it. And so we reckon this is what gives them their magic. From a scientific point of view, they might also be using something called nanotechnology,
right,
which is the science of things in a very small scale.
But that thing the sociologist is saying to you, look, that's important, that they work together, they play together, and they get on well, and that creates a good atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Now, that's another one. How does Santa fly his sleigh?
So we know that Santa Claus is pulled by 8 reindeer. What I didn't know was that many of them might be female. So I took a trip into the Dead Zoo, the Natural History Museum on Merrion Square, and I met my friend Dr. Catherine McGuinness. And Catherine told me that reindeer are one of the only, if not the only, species of deer that where the females have antlers. And so Santa's reindeers may be, in fact, female. Now, it's important that they have those reindeer, those antlers, because moving at such high speeds, that would give them lift, like an aeroplane.
So Rudolph actually could be female.
Absolutely, yes. So we don't know for sure.
There's one we didn't know.
Isn't that good to know? Because many young boys and girls will say to me, where are all of the girls in the Christmas story? So in fact, many of the reindeer may be female.
Yeah, but getting the sleigh though up to such a height and at such a speed.
Now, yeah, this is an area where Santa Claus clearly has an incredible understanding of physics and science, perhaps beyond what we understand outside of the North Pole. What I suspect he's using is Einstein's famous equation, E=mc², so that Santa Claus is able to turn matter, like the stuff of mass, you know, food and things like that, and he's able to turn that into pure energy. And he's travelling incredibly around 10,000 times faster than a jumbo jet to get around the world in one night.
That is amazing. I think he's ahead of the game there where nanoscience is concerned. No, but a really simple question, and only I think a young person could ask, why is Santa always so happy?
Isn't it a brilliant question? And so I had a chat this morning with my colleague, Dr. Emma Farrell, and she's a behavioural psychologist in UCD. And I rang Deirdre Robertson in the ESRI. She's another psychologist. And I was asking them, what makes people happy? Why are certain people happier than others? And they both said, well, Santa has a great job. He has the perfect job for making him happy because he has a clear sense of purpose, as in he knows what he's doing. He's a very strong identity and he has a sense of belonging. So Santa Claus belongs to all of us, and he plays a very important role in all of our lives, particularly the lives of young people. And so those three ingredients are very important for keeping him happy, but there is science to it as well. And so Emma Teeling in UCD, she's a professor, a geneticist. She actually ran Santa Claus's DNA a couple of years ago and showed that he has a different type of DNA to the rest of us.
She probably got out of a carrot, or maybe a whiskey glass or something. I mean, he will lefty straight. That's how she got the DNA.
Oh, absolutely. And Emma's very skilled at being able to do that. And she shows that Santa Claus's DNA is rather like bats in that they can live incredibly long and live very well.
Okay, well, that's one again we hadn't known about. Time, I think, for some more questions. Back to the pupils of the Holy Family School in Monkstown Farm for some more of these probing festive questions.
Hi, I'm Brooke. I'm a senior infant.
Hi, I'm Maya. I'm a senior infant.
Is carrots the healthiest food for reindeers?
Hi, my name's Sophie and I'm a senior infant. How do elves make toys on Christmas Eve?
Hi, I'm Oshin. How does Santa sleigh get around the world with all his presents?
Hi, I'm Corazine. How come only Rudolph has a red nose?
Ah, how come only Rudolph has a red nose? That's one. We'll save that one to the end, Shane. Go back to the start. Are carrots the healthiest food for reindeers?
So I went back to Dr. Catherine in the Dead Zoo, and she told me that reindeer in the wild will eat almost any vegetation, but domesticated reindeer like the one Santa Claus have, they love treats like apples and carrots, and you can leave those out for the reindeer. Now, if they don't get to yours, don't worry. It's because, remember, they're visiting 400 million children. That's around, say, 130 million homes. They mightn't get to eat everything in everyone's home. So don't worry if Santa Claus doesn't take care of your stuff for you.
Okay. Again, how do the elves make toys on Christmas Eve? I mean, they'd be the last orders, I suppose, really.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Because as I said, we reckon they're working flat out for a whole year to get the presents made. And I do suspect that they're using things like nanotechnology. So they're able to shrink things down to very, very small sizes. And we understand very basic physics around that, that things behave differently at those scales. And so we reckon the elves have great manufacturing skills that would put the likes of Intel and Apple to shame.
Yeah, and I'd say the people in Amazon as well. I mean, they specialise in shifting vast quantities of stuff now for people who shop online. They probably would be able to learn a thing or two from the elves and how things are stored and tracked and taken down from the supplies
they
and
surely
loaded
could.
Them.
Absolutely. I'm still waiting for one or two online deliveries myself, but Santa Claus is able to get around to 400 million children, yeah. And he knows.
And how does the sleigh get around?
Yeah, so he knows that if he goes east to west, he can take advantage of time zones. So instead of having 24 hours, he'll have around 31 hours to do his work. And we understand that he has to travel very quickly to do that. As I said, incredibly, around 10,000 times faster than a jumbo jet. And my student, Lucy Nyland, who's a student in UCD, a maths teacher, Lucy's figured out that Santa Claus must use Christmas lights to help him find where to go. And we worked out in Dublin alone that we have approximately half a billion Christmas lights. And we confirmed this with people in the ESB, that they reckon this is true.
Okay, the toughest one of all, I think. How come only Rudolph has a red nose?
Now, this is a great one. Okay, so Rudolph is moving incredibly quickly. He's at the front of the sleigh. He's moving so quickly that the light that's given off by him is going to start to shift. This is something called the Doppler effect, and Gardaí use it to measure how quickly your mum and dad's cars are moving. So when Rudolph is moving away from you, it's going to get redder and redder and redder. And interestingly, if he's coming close to you, if he's coming to your house, it'll be blue. So if you see a blue nose on Christmas Eve, get under those covers and get to sleep, because Santa Claus might be on the way to your house.
I hope Shane Ross now isn't out measuring the speed of these elves and the sleigh and all the rest of it, because he probably wanted to slap a few penalty points on Santa Claus. But maybe because he's not on the road, he's exempt.
Oh yeah, and of course our friends in Met Aaron will keep close contact with Santa Claus to know where he is, and they make sure that airspace is clear for him.
Okay, well, that is very important to know. Shane, thank you so much indeed for joining us, and we've got some lovely text there. Thank you so much for this item, Sean. Thank God for moments like this. To an old lady, you've both given magic. That's from Maura. This man for Taoiseach, that's you, Shane Perkin. Fascinating, Sean. Really enjoying understanding Santa and his elves. We could learn a lot. And again, Maura in Donegal says you put a smile on her face.